AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Outside Green Bay in Neenah, Wisconsin, shots were fired at a local business. Some homes and businesses in that area had to be evacuated.
The scene has been made safe. We're just going through the final clearing operations, but we believe we have everybody accounted for, and so there is no threat to the community.
Police Chief Kevin Wilkinson in Neenah says two people were shot, one a police officer, who the chief says will be okay. In San Bernardino, California.
This kind of stuff just it affects me. It's just senseless.
Ralph Nelson stopped by a memorial at Inland Regional Center, the scene of Wednesday's shooting in San Bernardino. That's not far from his home. 14 people were killed. Investigators are trying to find out more about the couple who carried this out. A friend who knew Tashveen Malik in Pakistan says she became more devout recently in her Muslim faith. Police in Miami Beach say they killed a man wielding a razor who was suspected in a bank robbery today. Police responded to an emergency call from a Bank of America branch saying someone armed with a bomb had passed a note to a teller. Planned Parenthood National President Cecil Richards is in Denver to pay tribute to the three people killed last week in a shooting at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. She says staff training and security equipment at that clinic in Colorado Springs saved lives.
In fact, it was the equipment that existed in the Colorado Springs Health Center that helped law enforcement actually track and eventually apprehend the shooter.
The mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, is denying there was a cover-up in last year's shooting of a black teenager 16 times by a white police officer. Emanuel released an opinion piece he wrote for the Chicago Sun-Times and the Tribune. He strongly rejects the idea the release of squad car video was delayed because of a re-election campaign. This is AP Radio News. There's a new member of the Kardashian family.
Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West have a new baby. The baby boy arrived in Los Angeles with the reality star declaring the news via Twitter with the words, "He's here." An announcement on Kardashian's website reads, "Kanye and I welcome our baby boy." And to top it off, a rep for the couple is confirming the baby has arrived and that mother and son are doing well. It's the second child for the couple. Their daughter, named North, was born in 2013. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A Spanish galleon that went down off the South American coast more than 300 years ago has been found. Colombia's president says it may contain the world's largest sunken treasure. The San Jose is believed to have been carrying 11 million gold coins and jewels from then Spanish-controlled colonies. It could be worth billions of dollars if ever recovered. But there's been a legal battle over the past 30 years over who owns the treasure. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.